Okay, good morning. We're Masechet Zvachim, Daf Kaf Vav. And we're just finishing off now Daf Kaf Hey at the bottom. We got up to three dots on the bottom, Tirguma Aben Shana. So we said like this. What we're really speaking about over here, when the Pasuk said that we need Kazayit Basas, Kazayit Chelev Zorek Adam, etc., we said that that was a worse kind of mum than if you had cut the ear. And the Pasuk said, no, all those in Yanin there, the Pasuk was speaking about, but only talking about it actually being 1 year old, not the mumim. Could it be that at the time of the shechita, the animal was 1 year old? Remember, korban is only kosher from 8 days to 1 year. Remember those korbanot. Ben shana, we need from 8 days to 1 year. If it's over 1 year, it's not a korban. So he says like this, is it possible that you did the shechita and the animal was a year old, and then when they did the holacha and the zrika, it was ben shtayim? It was now 2 years old. I remember, okay, now we know that Benstein doesn't mean 2 years old, right? Benstein means in the second year. So it's not 2 years old, already in the second year. So Amarava said, like this, Zotomeret Sha'ot Poslot Bekochim. Amazing that, eh? What do you mean, Sha'ot Poslot Bekochim? That we count the animal me 8 lives from the moment that it's born. If it's born on an hour on this day, an hour on the year later, it already becomes another year. So we don't take the whole day, we take a year from Mamash. That's what he says. So he says like this, Amarava Zolomeshal. Okay, now that's the end of the story. So we see there that it can mamash be an hour. Look at Rashi, the Shabbos, look at Rashi. The Shana Amarava Kochim. When we say a year in Kochim, Kame Amaparek Yotzel of Ebbe Peshchet Nida, during Nida, Ein Monin La Mitishrei Keshar Rashay Hashanim. We don't count from Rosh Hashanah. You know, and most times we say, if let's say that, for example, a tree on Tu Bishvat, we go, has it be a whole year? Just one Tu Bishvat comes, boom, even if it was 3 months old or 4 months old, it's now in its second year. Okay, so he says, the Chilush Yah with Kochim don't work like that. Because we've got Rosh Hashanah Lebehemot as well, right, Tishrei. So we don't count it. Ela miyom shenolad, mi'eit le'eit l'shana ba'a. Mamash, 24 hours, you've got to keep a register. When the animal was born, what time was born, okay? And then you've got to know that animal, if it's for a korban, a year later on that hour, is it 2 years? Okay, we are finally mikra dichtiv, and we're going to hold makor for it. Okay, the Gemara then carries. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Right? Now we ask a whole lot of questions. Now we changing gear a bit. So we spoke about yesterday, and the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Ami in the Rabbi Elazar says as follows. He bifnim, the animal is inside the azara, right? Veraglea bachutz. Imagine you can't get the animal in. You're trying to drag the animal in. You can't get it in. And it's got its back legs in, and it's digging in its hind legs, and it won't move. Right? Now you've got the whole animal inside, but the hind legs are stuck outside Shar Nikono. Right? Chatach v'acharkach shachat ksheira. Look at Rashi there. Shachat chatach. Chatach raglea. V'acharkach shachat ksheira. So, I'm not sure why you want to cut his legs. I suppose you're trying to get it to move. You're trying to prod it.
It's not Sarbalechim.
I suppose maybe it's already considered a dead animal. I don't know. It's good. I don't know. There was just a stumble. I don't know. Maybe you're just trying to prod it in, or you're trying to do something to it, and therefore you try to bang it in to get it in, not get it in.
Outside, so you cut it off. Makes sense.
That's what happens, by the way.
Doesn't the camera move before you shift it?
So yeah, that's the question. So that's exactly the question, right? So it says chatach raglea, look at Rashi, v'acharkach shachat ksheira, right? So that's a big question over here, right? Now Rashi explains why. We're getting a little bit technical here in probably not the most accurate biological or scientific details. Okay, so we mustn't let the facts affect us. Okay? So look at Rashi. Chatach raglea v'acharkach shachat ksheira. Why? You got to look at this Rashi. It's a very, very important Rashi. Down at the bottom of the Amud. Robert, we're in Amud Aleph still, Robert. I'm a bet of Daf Kaf Hey. Oh. Right? Look at the bottom there. The third last lines of Rashi on Daf Kaf Hey Amud Bet. V'acharkach shachat. Right? And then you shecht its crush. Why? Shelo nit'arev dam pasul yotzei im dam shebe mizrak. Shnekabel bo hadam. Because the blood, which is outside, remember the blood of the legs, blood came out of the legs were outside, and you shecht them, it's actually psul yotze. See if the blood was now taken out of the azara. Right? That blood isn't mixed up with the blood coming out of his neck when you're going to shecht it afterwards. Right? Ulakame pari chashavia balak mum. But is it a mum? Okay, that was Robert's question. We're going to ask just now, is it a mum? Now, what I think Rashi is telling us today, and the reason I think is we'll see just now in Amud Aleph of Kafav, not that the blood isn't being mixed up in the Mizrak, that the knife isn't dripping blood into the Mizrak, but the blood in the legs, which was shechted outside, doesn't flow through the body and then exit with the Dam HaNefesh into the Mizrak. Because if that blood in the legs would flow up into the neck and bleed out, it would have been blood Yotzei now coming to the Mizrak. Okay? That's not, it's the blood in circulating in the body isn't being mixed up. I think that's what it's saying. And we'll see just now why I think I'm saying that. So that's Rabbi Lazar, right? Rabbi Amitz Rabbi Lazar, that you did this. If you chatach the legs and then you shechted it, it's kosher. Shachat, however, if you first shechted it, va'acharka chatach. Okay, so my idea of prodding here isn't a good example. Maybe like Ari, you shechted it and now it's dead. And now you've got these legs stuck out, so you just cut the legs off. Because you couldn't get the legs inside for whatever reason. Right? And then you did that, it's pasul. Look at Rashi. Shachat v'achaka chatach psulo balat mum kemakriv. No, sorry. The Gemara says, so it's pasul. So the Gemara is like surprised there completely. The Gemara is like, what do you mean chatach v'acharka shachat ksheira? How could you cut the legs off and then shecht it? Ba'amum kamakriv. You were makriv a ba'amum. We did the shechita, it already had chopped off the legs. It was now ba'amum. Right? So look at Rashi there, that second Rashi. Shechatchu bein shechita the kabbalah ksheira. Because if you had done the chitach, the cutting bein shechita the kabbalah, that's one thing. But here you did the chetech before the shechita. Right? You with me? Okay. So the Gemara says, you're right, Ella, change it around. This is what we meant to say. Rabbi Ami, then Rabbi Lazar said as follows, Ella Ema Chatach V'achar Kach Kibel Ksheira. Okay, not Shchita. When the Shchita was done, then you did the Chitech, then you cut it, and into the Kabbalah, it would be kosher. But Kibel, if you did the Kabbalah first, V'achar Kach Chatach Psula. Did the Kabbalah, and then you did the you cut off the legs. We pass it. Look at Rashi quickly. No, we haven't got anything Rashi. And now the Bach takes out Chatach Vaha Amar Rav Zeira. But now there's a problem. How can you do that? Because Amar Rav Zeira Atzorem Ozen Hapar. The Bechor changed the Bach changed to Hapar. If you Tzorem Ozen, right? Tzorem means like you wound, right? The ear of the par. Va'achar Kach. Kibel damo, and then you received its blood, pasul. It's pasul. Why? Shneimar v'lakach midam hapar. We learned that yesterday, remember? You have to take it from midam, and we learned what is midam hapar. It actually means from adam mi hapar, par shayakfar. Which when you do Kabbalah, you want a par shalei. Remember that? We learned that yesterday, everybody? Mm-hmm. We learned that yesterday, right? So how can it be? So how can we tell me now that you can do Kabbalah and then Chata. So if you first cut it and then you did Kabbalah, yesterday we learned that Rav Zaira told us that you've got to take, you can't do any mum, you can't get any damage to the animal until you've done Kabbalah because you want a perfectly good animal, but you do the Kabbalah. So Amrav Chizda, Amrav Vimi. He says, what are we speaking about here? Chotech be'ever ad shemagia le'etzem. The cut we're speaking about didn't go into the bone. What is a mum? This is very important. We're now learning a definition of mum. Okay, which is a bit strange. We're saying mum is not just a surface cut. Mum is a cut that goes to the bone. If it didn't go into the etzem, it's not a mum.
What about the neck on the ear?
So I'm saying yesterday we learned that the knife is large, remember? Although yesterday when we spoke about the ozim, we said you've got to hold the knife up. We weren't actually worried about the mum. We were more worried about getting blood dripping in, wasn't it?
There's no bone in the neck.
That was different. Maybe there's no bone in the ear. I don't know. Sure. Right? Look at Rashi. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Hamum posse b'Kabbalah. Right? Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Chotech. Delav mumhu. You see that the very first wild line of Rashi? Delav mumhu. Vahadam. Now, this is why I think that what I said on Amud Bet of previous Amud is the blood mixing up. Look at the Rashi now. V'hadam me'ukav al yedei chaticha. This cut, if it doesn't hit the bone, the blood is me'ukav, is restrained within the body, right? Look at the shulam mekubetzet. You actually need to look at the vav. Chaticha zu, right? Meukav al yedei chaticha zo. You see the shita there? You got it? Mila'alot velikanes lifnim. The blood is within the wound, and therefore it doesn't go up for hashda, afilu chatach, v'achar kach shachat kesheira. And now in this case, even if you did the cutting, and then you did shchitat kosher, v'haid lo amar ele lefi shelo amru v'amar v'tel sheshon. And we couldn't even use that, but our original whole question of shchitat, we don't worry even. But the shita said we don't do it because it doesn't fit in with the later amora. But we could even have said, yeah, once we've established now that a mum is only a mum, but you cut the bone, even if you didn't cut the bone, you can cut the animal any time, even before the shita. So we rephrased this and said, you're right, we're actually speaking about Kabbalah. Now we understand that the mum isn't a mum if it isn't cut to the bone. We could even have stayed with the original version of Rabbi Elazar and said even shita. You with me? Right. So that's what the Gemara said. Okay. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Chotech be'ever ad shima geret. Now, the Gemara says as follows. Kibel v'achar kach chatach psula. See that? Amar Chisda, Amar Chotech be'ever. This Kibel, right? If you look at Rashi over here, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Miltei Rabbi Lazar hadar v'nakit kamo amar mar. See that, Rashi? Now, sometimes we bring a brighter. And then the Gemara says, Amar Mar. It takes an extract out of the Braita and then discusses that extract on its own, right? So the Gemara didn't say Amar Mar. It just says, Kibel b'chaka chatach psula, right? That is the rephrased version of Rabbi Elazar. Remember we said, chatach b'chaka chatach b'amum makrib, ela eima. Remember that, eima? The second line of the Gemara, and we rephrased Rabbi Elazar. And then we said, Kibel b'chaka chatach psula. So now Rashi telling us, the Gemara is now taking that ma'amar and discussing it. Okay? It says, even it said, amar mar, kivu v'chadach amar psula. Okay. So what did we learn from it? What did you say, Robert? Sorry?
I'm surprised they don't discuss the Kabbalah itself. Is it considered when the first drop enters, when the cow is completely drained?
That we saw that yesterday already. We saw that Kabbalah, we explained yesterday, shotet. Maybe you left already. Maybe. We spoke about the blood, where we said that there were four. Were you here when we spoke about the four stages of the blood? Yeah. I think it was Aleph, you were here. Yeah. We said Dam HaNefesh. We said Dam Shotet, yeah. Dam HaNefesh, yeah. Mashchir, and then Shotet.
Yes.
And we wanted the blood of the Dam HaNefesh, where most of the blood is pumping out. We discussed it yesterday in Amud Aleph.
Right.
So.
But then to find the Kabbalah, is that? I thought you were saying that's describing the general process. What
but that was when we did, that was the blood that we did Kabbalah with. We said Kabbalah was with the Dam HaShotet, Adam HaZorek,
right,
which is the splurting blood. So not the very first cut,
right,
not the last bloods, not the blood when it becomes black. So you want the bulk of the blood.
That's done when it starts.
That's when we do. What do you mean? You shech the animal.
And it starts spurting.
Right, the first blood comes out and starts dripping. You don't get that.
Is that considered Kabbalah, or when the whole fountain?
Completes. The fountain. We want the fountain. During the fountain, not only do we need the whole fountain, but we're going to see now in a second. It's interesting what you're saying, because we're going to see now in a moment. We're going to get to it. We're going to see that if there was blood left over from that spurt. So obviously quite a lot of blood came out of that spurt and it was saved. We'll see that in a second. Okay. Bear that in mind now what you're saying. We'll get to it. So now, if it's Abba Mara, Kibel v'chagachatach psula. So we saw that if you did Kabbalah and then you cut the animal's legs, it's possible.
Why?
Gemara says, Shmat mina dam hamuvla ba'evarim damhu. Why? Because the dam inside the aver is blood.
Yeah, the reason that is because the legs were still outside. That's why it's pasul.
But look, you're saying because part of the blood is outside.
Because the legs are outside.
And you're saying with blood.
So with or without blood?
No, because look what it says. Shmat mina dam hamuvla be'evarim. The blood that's constrained within the avarim, the aver in the limbs of the animal, mm-hmm, is damhu, right? Look at Rashi there. Shmat bina dam hamuvla be'evarim damhu. Look at the shita again, yeah. V'dam nifsal be'yotze, bein be'kotche kotchim, bein be'kotche kalim. That's the shita mekubetzet, right? U'v'naf kemina shechayav alav karet al achilato, de'i lav damhu u'basar namilo havei, right? He says, yeah, go back to the Rashi now. Rilo damu ahecha chayil psul yotze amaya ba'alma. What's he saying? Why? The blood in the animal's limbs was part of the blood that was supposed to come out the animal. And now, where is it? It's outside.
Who keep it for?
No, but he never got all of it. It's as if he, it's as if part of that blood he was meant to. When you kill the animal, blood comes pumping out, right? Now, what he's saying here is, I think, that all the blood in the animal will eventually pump out through that orek. It'll drain itself out. But now, by you cutting off the legs, a part of that blood you've taken outside the mizbeach in its limbs.
When are you finished kibel? What does kibel mean?
So that's what Robert's question. Yeah. What's Robert's question? So I'm saying, so kibel seems to be all the blood that we saw that there are four stages of the blood, right? As you shech, a bit of the blood drops out, then it starts pumping out. And then when it starts emptying out, it becomes black. Remember we learned that yesterday?
So it's not kibel, it's in the middle, he started to kibel.
It's part of the blood wasn't able to become kibel because it's stuck in the limbs of the animal outside. You understand?
No.
But why? Look at the Rashi.
The word kibel, I don't understand.
So completely, then you didn't do the
falavada. No, but look what the Gemara's question is. Kibel v'acharkach chatach psula. Now, why is kibel and acharkach psula? Because you weren't able to get all the blood into the kli, and part of the blood is outside the mizbeah, outside the azara.
He started the kibel, it's in the process. Kibel means the process of kibel. It doesn't mean he finished it.
But the question...
It doesn't mean he has it yet.
But where's the blood?
It's... Well, kibel means it's... Where's the blood?
Shema mina? Right, when we said over here, shema mina. What's a shema mina? Where's the blood?
Learn from outside.
Outside. So it's as if you separated the blood of the animal now into two parts. A part of it you've made pump into your vessel, and a part of it you stuck outside the azara.
So that's what I said in the beginning. The reason it's not good is because the behemoth was still outside.
The legs are outside, of course. Yeah.
The legs are outside.
What I said
in the beginning.
No, but I'm not arguing with you. But what I'm saying is, but
because the blood, of course,
the blood in the legs that are outside is outside. Exactly.
The legs were still outside.
Yes. Okay.
It's not good.
No, so we said kibel. So we said over here. We said kibel v'acharka chatach. We said kibel v'acharka chatach psula.
Right, he kibel. He finished the kibel, but while he kibel, the legs were still outside. And that's
remember,
I said
the body of the animal was stuck halfway through.
Yeah.
He did kabbalah now, and while he's busy getting the blood, he chops off the legs.
Yeah, but the question is, it wasn't a proper kabbalah.
No, but Ira's right. Because the kabbalah is in the process.
Right,
it's even more than that. It's as if he took a part of the blood and put it outside. That's what you got. Listen to me.
When it says kibel, it doesn't mean kibel.
No, but what Ari's point is right. It's in the process of kibel. But I think that the subtle point here is that we've got to look at it as if part of the blood is now being removed outside, and that blood is part of the whole. There's all this blood which was meant to have kibel with it, and a part of the blood is now being taken outside.
But the kibel is finished.
No, but...
He finished.
But our psul is...
While the kibel was happening, the legs were still outside.
But the psul is yotze.
That's why.
No. The psul of the isur here is... Just one second. This is important. Listen to me. I think that what I'm saying is very important. The psul here is psul yotze. Is that blood from kibel isn't allowed to leave the azara. That's what makes it pasul. And now because the legs are outside and the blood is in the legs, we're not looking at the legs as if they're flesh, looking at the legs as if they contain blood. In other words, the blood that's in the muscles are actually viewed as liquid blood being held in the muscle, which was taken outside the azara. That, I think, is the fine point over here of what he's saying. That's the shit. Look at the shit of Mekubetze. He says, yeah, who dam nifsal beyotze.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. The blood is nifsal beyotze, as if you took it out. Right? Bain bekoche koche, bain bekoche kali. Right? Because it says, the e love damhu, if it's not blood, and that's what Rashi says over here, right? Di lo damhu, ahecha chayil psul yotze, amaya ba'alme. If we just consider that as just some liquid, then it would become pasul on just stomach liquid. So we're saying, no, we actually recognize the blood as blood that went out of the mitzvah. Okay. If everybody agrees with that, then we can carry on. Right? So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. And I'm like, right, maybe not. Deal with shum shamdunit. No. He said, maybe the blood in the body is not blood. And we don't consider that as blood. And it's mamish maya ba'al mitzvah liquids. And what's the real reason that it's pasul? Because of the shamnunit. Look at Rashi here. Deal with shum shamdunit. The chazi la achila. The shamnunit was ra'u la achila. Right? Achila ala on behalf of a coin or the mizbeach. The chashive kebasar. And that's considered basar. And it's the meat that went out that was yotze. And it's basar baset trefa. Umivle bedam haregel. Venafke derech bait shchita. Upasnela ledam shebemizra. Now, you see what I said? Is that Rashi there? That last Rashi? So it was basar baset trefa lo tochel. Lo kiritza shechun oto, right? And it says, umivla bedam haregel. The blood that was in the blood haregel. Venafke derech bait shchita. How did it come out? The blood in the regal came out through the Beit HaShechita. Upasd la le dam shebe mizrak. And then pasul the dam in the mizrak. What was going on over here? The blood of the leg came out. But that was really outside blood. So we've got two issues going on here. You know, let's leave that last Rashi, that last bit of the last Rashi out. It's much too confusing. Right? Right. So, okay. So now we see over here that we can't really prove anything about the blood being pasul yotze from the fact that the legs were outside, because maybe because of the meat that it's pasul, because of the shamlit, not because of the blood. So the Gemara starts again. Tarabanan. So now you're going to tell me that's not because of the blood. Right? Sorry. Dilma mishum shum. The Gemara says, okay, shmat mina basar kotze. Okay, if you're going to tell me because of the dilma mishum shum nonit, shmat mina basar kotze kalim sheyatza livnei zrikat dam pasul. He says, if you're going to tell me that, that it's not necessarily, because we said over here, Shmat min adam hamuvla ba'evarim is dam. We can't prove that. We say maybe it's pasul because of the shamnunit. So okay, that's the case. What are we learning from this? That the basar kotche kalim, sheyatza livnei zrikat dam, pasul. If you took out the meat of a kotche kalim, we say now it's pasul because of the shamnunit. Right, because it was the basar. That's what makes it pasul. So, it's a kosher kalib. He took the meat out of the azara. Before you do the, remember, what's important here, a kosher kalib, you can take the meat out of the azara because you can eat it anywhere in Jerusalem. Right? You can eat the meat outside. But only after zrikat dam, we thought. Now we're seeing.
Not after it's cooked.
No, you do the zrikat dam, you take it and you cook it. You eat it outside. You go cook it. Take the room and cook it. So now the Gemara seems to be implying that suddenly what we've learned here is that that maybe there's a difference now that meat can only leave once you've done the zrika. Maybe if you haven't done the zrika, you can't. That's the first question. Shmat bina, you're telling me now that basar kotche kalim sheyatza lifnei zrika dam is pasul. We thought you could take. You agree with me or not?
Yes.
I thought you were telling me that. Yeah. Not my question. It's a question, right? Of course. Right. So the Gemara says, no, that's not necessarily a good proof. Dilma b'kotche kochim. Maybe this is only kotche kochim, not kotche kalim. Maybe there's a distinction between kotche kochim and kotche kalim. Kotche kochim because they can't leave before the zrika will be pasul. Even like after the zrika will be pasul. But kotche kalim, you could take before the zrika, maybe. So now the Gemara wants to try and prove that. Do look at Rashi very quickly. You see that Rashi? Even though after the zrika it's going to go out, you eat in the whole city of Jerusalem. Here we think, the time hasn't come yet. You can't too soon. And this is what the chidush we had over here on Amud Bet. Amar Rabbi Abi Lazar, he befriended Rabbi Bachutz v'setcha and yuchetech v'shachet. Where all the stories, that's his chidush. That kotche kalim took out of the mizbeach before the zrika would be pasul, right? Is a deloket Rabbi Yochanan de machshila lekamim park kol talir. We see that there's a machloket which Rabbi Yochanan says it's kosher if you take that before the zrika, and we think that at the moment Rabbi Lazar is telling us no, it's pasul and it's a machloket amoraim. The Gemara says no. Deal with a kochei kochim. Not machloket. It's fine. Like maybe only kochei. Look at Rashi. Deal with ki amre Rabbi Ami amre Rabbi Lazar. What he was saying was bekochei kochim. Look at Rashi. Amar demifsal ibnei zrika beyotzei the divrei hakol. She ain't so full of tzei. It's never going to go. So everybody agrees. If you look at that now, it's going to be pasul, right? So the Gemara tries to prove this again. Now the Gemara brings a bright. Tanabanan. Koche kochim. This is a, we've this is like a Mishnah we say in the evening, right? In the mornings. Koche kochim. Shchitatan betzafon. All koche kochim. The shchita is in the north. The kibul daman be kli shara betzafon. You have to do kibul dam, have to be in the kli shara and in the north. Amad bedarom. Now at the moment, look at Rashi. Amad bedarom. Amad bechelek dromi shel azara samuch leemtza. See that? You're standing in the southern part of the Mizbeach, but in the middle of the Mishkan, I mean, of the Azara, right, of the courtyard, but in the northern middle part on the south. In other words, you're very close to the north. Like you're on the border, but on the southern side of the border. So you can lean your hands over and you're in the north, right? Amar bedron v'hoshit yado letzafon, and he pushed his hands over into the north, right? Now look at Rashi very quickly. We're not sure who's standing in the north here. Who's standing in the south? V'hoshit yado. Is it the animal or is it the shochet? Right? So, bless you. Right? Hoshit yado letzafon v'shachat shchitato k'shaira. So if he's standing, we're not sure who, we'll see in a second now, who's standing where, but he's standing close to the north. But he puts his hands on the northern side, and the shchita is kosher. Kibel kabalato, but if he did kabbalah this way, right, with his hands being pushed out into the north, him in the south, the kabbalah isn't kosher. Look at Rashi quickly. The kibel amad b'chelek dromish l'azaras v'chel emtza, hoshit yado letzafon, lekaman yalfinan la... Oto betzafon is actually the behemah, is the animal in the north. Ve'ena shochet betzafon, right? And the shochet is in the south. The shochet is in the south. Aval ha-mekabel, says Rashi, tzarich liot betzafon. But the guy doing the Kabbalah, he can't stand in the south and have his hands over into the north. He has to be physically standing in the north, right? Kabbalah is more chamur than shchita, and we can understand why, right? Remember, shchita is mutar bazar, and an isha, even a pasul, but even a tameh. But a Kabbalah is not, right? Hilchach kibel kabbalato psula. Okay. V'hichnis, this is the camera of the brighter. So remember, koche kochim, shchita in the tzafon, kabbal dam mikafon, standing in the south, leading his hands over. He can do the shchita, he can't do the Kabbalah. Hichnis rosho verubo, if he leaned his most of his body, he was a bit of an acrobat. These guys who can stand on their and like lean their whole bodies forward. You know, I've seen these guys that can do that, right? Their whole body, like he's leaning on their feet are straight on the ground, but their legs go all the way down, right? He's very acrobatic. Hey? Well, bending him is rubor, most of his body, right? Most of his body means like from below his bum. That's most of your body.
Yeah.
So it's quite not easy, right? Like a sukkah, right? Okay. But there he could be sitting down. Okay, remember, we've got to do this by amida. Remember that? We have the aloha. We don't, your shev was pasul. So you can't be sitting down. You've got to be standing. That's why I'm... But you've got to be standing like this sort of approach.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not easy. Right? So he's standing over. Now Rashi says there's an interesting yasoda over here. Look at the Rashi quickly. He says, but he chnis Rosh Hashanah Rubo betzaf into the north, the kibel, kilu nichnas kulo. Why? Kedakai melan b'chol ha-Torah. We've got a cloud throughout the whole of the Torah. Rubo kekulo. Okay, no different over here. Rubo, when the majority is like, we go after the Rav. If the majority of your body or majority of anything is like a Rav. Right. Now, Pirkasa, the animal started, convulsing. Thank you. Right. The Yatzta, the dominant, bounced around and it went into the south. You shechted it and from the Shechita, it flapped over into the south. Right. The Chazra, and it came back into the north, Ksheira. Okay, so look at Rashi, Pirkasa. After you shechted it, v'yatzal adram v'chazra. K'shayra. D'ayin psul yotze ele mitoch ha-mechitzot. You see that? Very interesting. So the concept of psul yotze, being possible because you're going out, refers to the borders of the Azara, not north-south. Going from north-south, not considered yotze. Okay, that's important. Right? V'hai chazara lav dafka. And Rashi says, even if it never came back to the north, it's still kosher. Right? Lav dafka. The Chazaria is lav dafka. If it was Pirkus, doesn't make a difference. Now, that's Kochei Kochim. Kochim Kalim, Shchitatan Bifnim. What do you mean Bifnim? Anywhere. Anywhere in the Azara, as long as it's inside. Right? I think Rashi says that. שכתבים דכתיב בשלמים ושחטו פתח אור מועד, דהנו תוך האזרה. Okay, long as inside the Azara, it can be anywhere in the Azara. What?
That's in the Mishnah.
That's the... Vayikra dalet. Vayikra gimel. B'shlamin shachatu b'tach omayit.
So it was
in the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah said anywhere?
Yeah, B'chomach
HaMazara. Does it say that? Which Mishnah? Our Mishnah?
No, we say in the morning.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Right? V'kibul dama... This is the Mishnah, Steve.
Yeah.
Kochim kalim shachat mefini. What do you mean? This is the Mishnah. We're reading it. This is what we say in the morning. Right? The kibul daman bekli sharet pifnim, and the same idea. The Kabbalah has to be anywhere inside. Now again, amad bachutz. Now you aren't standing in the south and, in the, and going to the north. Now you're standing outside the Azara, right? At Shar Nikon on the border. V'ichnis yado lifnim v'shachat. You put your hand into the Azara, into the Shchita is kosher. Kibel Kabbalato, the same idea, psula, right? Remember we saw the same idea as the thing, the Kabbalah, the guy has to be standing inside. V'ichnis shosho v'ru ke'ilu lo nichnas. Yeah, it doesn't work, roshho v'rubo, right? Interesting. Rashi said the klal b'kol ha-Torah. It was so important in specific Rashi to stress that the klal is in the whole Torah, and then the three lines later we're going to accept where it doesn't exist, right? Lo nichnas, look at Rashi. Hichnish shoshu v'kidu lo nichnas. Kediyafin l'kama b'shmat. Bevo'am el ohel mo'ed. The pasuk says, bevo'am, when you come into the mo'ed, ad shi'avo kulo. V'gabe azare dichtiv ya'amor difne Hashem. But and because in Azara it says Ya'amod lifnei Hashem, therefore ba'ina mekulo the kaven the gali b'chad the gali b'kulo v'hachi yama b'shmatin. So the separate din, what he's saying here is when we talk about Ya'amod lifnei Hashem, you have to be standing before Hashem. The whole Azara is before Hashem. When you're in the north or the south, you're before Hashem. So there, just need north or south. It's easier to understand one or the other. Now, pirkasa v'yatzta lechutz v'chazra. Here with the koche kalim, if it convulsed and it bounced out, even if it came back, it's pasul. Right? Look here, look at Rashi. Pirkas al achar shchita, v'yatza l'chutz v'chazra psula. The if sele b'yotze. Now, just stop for a second, go back to the question. What was the Gemara's question a couple of lines ago? The Gemara said, Shema mina, right? Shema mina, basar kochim kalim, sheyatza lifnei zrikat dam pasul. And the Gemara said, no, maybe it's only Kochei Kochim. Now we've just learned the din of Kochei Kalim. And what did it say? Pirkasa, which is before the Zrika, right? Definitely before the Zrika, we just shechted it. And it bounced outside. It's Pasul. So he has a perfect proof. Shema mina, basar Kochei Kalim, sheyatzim de Zrika, dam psulim. So how can you tell me that Rabbi Lazar agrees with Rabbi Yochanan and there's no machloket? He has Pashut. Now, we've even got a question here. Is even a question of Rabbi Yochanan, right? How does he say later on that Kochei Kalim Sheyatza are not Pasul? You with me?
Yep.
Right. Okay, that's a Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Dilma, what's really the problem of he has? Not the animal, but Aliyah V'yoteret HaKaved Ushtei Klayot. What we're really concerned about is not the animal itself. It's not the Basar of the Kochei Kalim that went out. Look at Rashi over here. Dilma... Ha, look at that third wild lines of Rashi. Ha diktani psula. The fact that we know basu is be'eliyah v'yoteret. It's with specific parts of this animal that are inside it at the moment. The emorei kochim kalim. Rashi is an amazing chiddush here. The emorim of a kochei kalim, they themselves are kochei kochim. So therefore, if it was just the meat of the animal without the emorim or the yoteret hakaved or the klayot, those particular parts of the animal never went out, just a normal piece of meat, no problem. It wouldn't be kosher. It wouldn't be pasul. The fact that the whole animal bounced out now, included within it, the emarim, that we would have burnt the klayot, and the yoshara kaved, and the eliyah, and the tail, and the fat on the tail, etc., those things are kochei kochim. And that's what made it pasul. Okay, so we haven't proved yet either.
They are pasul.
They, and therefore... That's what we spoke about. We said pasul, not the other parts of the meat. Those particular things in it, right? So now, by me now, I would. Okay. So now we've got a list of questions. I'll be honest. I lost myself a bit. I made a chart here. Well, not a very good chart, but I try to like map who's saying what here because we're going to see like four different opinions, and within the four opinions, two of the opinions are split into different kochei kochim and kochei kalim. We now try to understand the difference between kochei kochim and kochei kalim. So we've got a Gemara brings about like a mamar. Baya minei avur de Shmuel mishmuel. Interesting. Shmuel's father comes to Shmuel and asks him a list of questions. And on some of them he agrees with him, on most of them he doesn't agree with him. They tell Shmuel, you're wrong. Right, and I think I listed over here 5 questions. Does it say there anywhere how many questions there are, by the way? No, all right. I think there are 5, I listed 5 questions. It says, he bifnim, based on what we just saw now, right? He bifnim, the animal, the chatat, yeah, let's say this kizba, whatever. He bifnim, v'ragleya bachutz, and his feet are outside. Mahu, right? What's the story? So look at Rashi over here. He bifnim, mahu, l'shochta l'chatchila. Can you do shchita l'chatchila on an animal whose legs are outside? Right? Amale, so Shmuel says to his father, ketiv, v'havium l'hashem. Remember, we learned the pasuk early on, right? Ad shetehe kula lifnim. So what do we learn from that? That it has to all be bifnim. Here the father agrees, moves on. Next question. Tala v'shachat mahu. Look at Rashi there, tala. Tala ha-baheime ba'avir ha-azara. Let's say we couldn't hold this animal down. It was fighting around, jumping all over the show. So the Kohanim, you know, we're going to suspend it in the air. We're going to shecht it. Right? Mahu. So Amalek Shaira. Shmuel says to his father, no problem, it's kosher. Carries on, doesn't argue with him. Oh, no. So here he really starts arguing with him. He says, no. He says, Amar Le, his father says to him, Ishtabashta. Now, if you look here at the Likutei Rashi, if you got it down at the bottom there on the right-hand side, it says, Ishtabashta ta'a, from the Gemara in Shvuot. Okay, he says to him, no, you made a mistake, you're wrong. Be'ina nishchita al yerech. That when we need shchita, we have to have shchita al yerech. Look at Rashi there. Rashi is al yerech. Mashma etz la. The shit, look at the shita. Klomar sheyeh etz la bakarka. It has to be next to him on the ground. Okay, the animal has to be on the ground al yerech. And therefore, you can't shecht it suspended in the air. Okay, so now we see 2 opinions. Shmuel says kosher, his father says pasul. Next question, 3rd question. Nitla v'shachat. Now the first question we asked about was if you hung the animal in the air. Now he says, what about nitla? Look at Rashi. Hashochet ba'avir azara. The animal's on the ground. Okay, you need the animal on the ground. Right? So that's no problem. But can I now suspend the shochet? Right? Mahu. Right? Mahu. Amale psula. So Shmuel says to his father, it's pasul. So his father says again, Amale ishtabashta, you're wrong. Shchita al yerech. We need the shchita, the animal. Velo shochet al yerech. Not the shochet. Can be in the air. Okay, next question. 4th question. Nitla the kibbutz. So that was up until now. We spoke about shchita with the animal and the shochet in the air. What about Kabbalah? Nitla the kibel mahu. Right? So now he says, nitla the kibel mahu. So this nitla over here is talking about what? Talking about the animal suspended or the shochet. Right? I said nitla, he, the animal suspended. Amalek Shaira says to him, no problem, it's kosher. So Amalek says, you're wrong, ishtabashta. Ain derech Shairut bekach. That's not considered Shairut. The animal's up in the air. Shairut means standing, that the animal's down, standing on the ground. So it's just, what about?
The priest was.
Okay, so I said which was which. Okay, I'm maybe. Tala the kibbe. Okay, other way around now. Right, so you're right. So Steve says, the priest was nitli, right? What's up now? Now the animal. Amale psula, says it's pasul. Why is it pasul? Look at Rashi there. Amale pasul. Mine kegama la de shama de kamale tala v'shachat posel. V'sabah hu adin nitla. He thought it was once you told him that the shochet couldn't be up, he said, okay, must be the same thing. So Shmuel said to him, yeah, which is like used to mean pasul. This is also pasul. His father says, amale ishtabashta, you're wrong. Shchita al yerech v'lo kabala al yerech. We need the shchita. No, it's not the other way around. No. Animal, like I said. The first one was the shochet, and this is the animal. So he said to him, pasul, because he thought it would be the same din, Shmuel. Father said, no. Just like we can have the animal in the air for the Kabbalah. The shchita, he has to be down on the ground, and now you can lift him up in the air. No, he said, no problem. He says, when al yerech meant shchita. He had an animal on the floor for shchita. Right. But for Kabbalah, you can now lift it up. If you want to get the blood out, you think, I lift it up and hold it above the kli, you can lift it up. That's what he says over here. Right? Shchita yerech, lo Kabbalah yerech. Okay, so those are the 5 questions. Now, Amar Abaye. So Abaye says as follows. Abaye says, no, all these questions here, what's what? He says, it's not so simple. Kochim, he says, with regard to all these questions, right, of the animal's inside and the legs are outside. Or tala v'nishchat, you put the shochet up in the air. Or you put the animal up in the air. Or you put the animal up and you did Kabbalah. Or you put the shochet up, the coin up in the Kabbalah. All these points, says Abaya, it depends. But kodshei kodshim, kulam psulot. When it comes to kodshei kodshim, everything here is pasul, except bar min nitla v'shachat. when the shochet's up in the air being suspended and he did shechita. Then it's okay. Right? And with the kodshei kalim, when it comes to kodshei kalim, kulan ksheirut, the other way around. Here we make kill. Everything's kosher except for nitla v'kabel. If the shochet, if the kom is up in the air and he did kabbalah. Right? There we need it to be, we need the kohen, because not derech avoda. Avoda is when the kohen's down on the ground and he's receiving the blood on the ground. Right? So Amar Rabbi, Rabbi says to Abaya, Mashna tala v'kibel b'kotchim kalim v'ksheira. He says, you telling me over here now, right? Let's look over here. So what did Abaya say? Abaya said that when it comes to kotche kalim, he said, kotche kalim, he says everything is kosher except nitle v'kibel. Remember nitle v'kibel? That Abaya said that with kotche kalim, it's pasu. Sorry, it's kosher. Abaya says that it says kotche kalim, sorry, everything is kosher except for nitle v'kibel, which is pasu. I wrote in here, right, pasu. So he says nitle v'kibel is pasu. So Abrava says to him, mashna tala v'kibel b'kotche kalim d'kshay. Why are you telling me that it's kosher?
When the animal
right, Mata Tala, thank you. When you, so I'm looking at my chart, I'm wondering why. Yeah, mm-hmm. Tala is kosher, right? This is your kosher. Mashna Tala, you said to me that Tala v'nishchat v'kotche kalim
kibel.
Kibel,
the animal is suspended and he.
Tala v'nishchat v'kibel. Right. Okay. Hold on. Let me find my kibel v'nishchat. Tala v'kibel. Okay. Here we are. She says, Mashna. So he said, with kotche kalim, everything's kosher, except tala v'kibel is pasu. Remember, that's what Abaya said. So Rava says to him, right, I've got to find my right spot here. Mashna, tala v'kibel, but kotche kalim, that you're saying is kosher. Why? Da avir panim kepanim dami. You said to me that he can be tied up there. Why? The avir of is kepanim dami. Mashna tala v'kibel b'kotche kalim d'ksheira. Tala v'kibel b'kotche kalim kosherat. Why? Because even though he's up in the air, his leaf is on the ground. Because the avir is like the avir. So he says, b'kotche kochim nami. Avir tzafur k'tzafur nami. So why are you saying when it comes to kotche kochim it's pasul? It should be exactly the same. If your svara is that the airspace is like he's standing on the ground, then go kotche kalim, kotche kochim. So therefore, Rava says as follows. Rava says, I don't accept your classification or Abaya. This is how we classify it. Bain kotche kochim ubain kotche kalim ksheirot. So when it comes to tala v'kibel, it's kosher irrespective kotche kochim kotche kolim. Right? In other words, everything's kosher. Bar min tala v'shachat v'kotche kochim. Except tala, right, v'shachat with kotche kochim, that Abaya says tala v'shachat v'kotche kochim, right, would be pasul, right? And nitla v'kibel. Now nitla, right? Nitla v'kibel, not tala v'kibel. Nitla v'kibel, which Abaya said in kotche kochim was all pasul, and right? And he said that was the exception. Remember in kotche kalim as well was also the one who was pasul. He said nitla v'kibel. Bein b'kotche kochim, bein b'kotche kalim. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Puzzle. Nitla v'kibel. Look, Rashi, he puts it in there. Go down to Rashi. Nitle v'kibel. Where is it? Tell me, where's the Rashi?
Two lines before the
Matnitin. Two lines. Oh, yeah, there we are. Right. Nitle v'kibel b'mekochim, nami pasu. Right? The Kabbalah Sheiruti. V'ein derech Sheirut b'kach. Aval nitle v'shachat. Right? K'sheira d'shchita lav Sheiruti. V'al yerech nami lo b'shochet ketiv. Only the animal.
Derech she was just common practice.
Yes, derech sheirut is the way that you the way that the kohen does the avoda. So okay, so we've got a bit of it. So we each one got their own svara of what the story is. Okay, if you want, I can take a picture of this little chart of here. If anyone wants to go home and really start, summarize it properly. Okay, so that's Shmuel and that is Abai. Okay, Abai minerab yirmi brabi zaira. So we hear me ask Rabbi Zaira a question. Who bifnim? Now we're talking about the Kohen now, right? V'tzitzito b'chutz. Look at Rashi. What does tzitzito mean? It's not tzitzit like we think, right? Where's the Rashi over here? Who bifnim? Yeah, tzitzito, right. Tzitzit rosho. The Hainu Sa'aroi says. So I'm not exactly sure how he's inside and his hair's outside. Maybe he's got very long hair, but he can't have long hair quite when he works. I don't understand this. Amalei lava marta, didn't I say, v'havyum la'ashem, ad she'tavo kula lifnim, he has to all be inside everything. Hachinami, b'vua milom wait, so to hear, just like the animal there has to be inside, so to hear the kohen, ad she'yavo kulo lo'ohel mo'ed. His whole body has to come in, and not just only a part of him, therefore it would be pasul. Okay, new Mishnah. Natnu agabe akevesh, shelo keneged hayesod. Okay, this is why we went through at the beginning of this year, right? The introduction of the yesod, right? So now, natnu agabe kevesh, he brought the blood. Look at Rashi, natnu agabe kevesh, natnu lematan damo, right? The blood. Agabe kevesh, shelo keneged hayesod, not where the yesod was. Okay, I look at Rashi, agabe kevesh, she'eno makom matan damim. Because the kevesh is not where you bring the dam. Remember, it's meant to be on the yesod, right? Or be mizbeach shelo keneged hayesod. Rashi adds, or on the mizbeach, right? Shelo keneged hayesod. In other words, ve'achin l'kama and de'ole te'una matan damim keneged hayesod. We're going to see just now. He says that the ola needs dam on neged hayesod. Shehi yesod mizbeach lematim matan damah. We put the blood below. Lemotei keren mizrachit romit. Right, excluding the southeast corner, the law have la yesod. We saw that in the picture, right? The southeast corner, the yesod didn't wrap around him. His back never got to the southeast corner. Kedamrinam be'ezu mekoma. Okay, now that's the one thing. So you put the blood in the wrong place. Or natan etanitan lemata lemala. Or you put blood that was meant to be lemata. Rashi says michut asikra from that red line halfway down the mizbeach, 5 amot up. The dam was meant to go on the bottom, like most of the korbanot, you put it on the top. And or hanitan lamala, blood was meant to go on the above, which we said was the chatat and the olata off, right? You put those lamata. Ve'tanitanin bifnim b'chutz, like the pyre of the kohen gadol, which meant to go onto the mizbeach akatoret, mizbeach hazahav, inside, he put it on the mizbeach akatoret, on the choshet outside. Or ve'tanitan b'chutz, he took the blood meant to be outside, he took it into this inside, pasul. Aval the ain bo karet. You see that? The blood here is pasul. There's no karet any of these melochas. Right, now look at this. What is it in pasul? Now we've got a mind-blowing Gemara. Just, I want to remind you, remember the very first Mishnah of the Masechet? The very first Mishnah of the Masechet. Look at it for a second. Kol hazvachim shenizbechu shelo lishman. All korban you brought shelo lishman with the wrong intentions. We said, right? Ela shelo alu lebalim lishakshayrim. We said, okosha. But lo alu lebalim l'shem chova. What do we say there? That korbanot akosha can carry on doing the treating them in the Beit HaMikdash, but the owners have to bring another one. Remember that? Look at this Gemara over here. Here we just learned now, because all the blood in the wrong place. It says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel pasul basar. The meat is pasul. The korban is pasul. Aval baalim nitchapur. The exact opposite, right? But the baalim get the kapora. Isn't that amazing? It's the exact opposite of the first Mishnah. The zrika of the dam was done in the wrong place, on the Mizbeach. The animal is treif, is pasul, but the baalim have done the kapara.
That's why Rashi says, ein bo karet, ein ba'achilato karet.
Ein ba'achilato karet.
Not eating the meat is not, you don't get karet. That's the karet.
No, ein ba'achilato karet. If you eat it, you don't get karet.
Right.
Right.
So the korban, the meat is...
Are you saying because it's because it's got no kedusha?
You say
so you ate meat that wasn't kadosh.
No.
That's what you're saying. Oh, sure. That's interesting. Okay. So Amar Shmuel, so David says the reason is because not their fault, right? You're saying it's not their fault. You mean the owner's done his bit, but even if it was shchita shelo lishma, who was the shchita? The shchita there was the, let's say the kohen did the shchita lo lishma. Why did I have to then bring another one? It wasn't their fault either.
See, like the guy that reads a korban sing on the, he's standing like on the border there, right? He can't enter.
Saying,
he's yelling to the kohen, don't use your left hand. Don't,
you understand? The shchita could have been done by the kohen as well. It didn't help. The owner had to still bring a new one. Maybe he had a claim against the kohen for damages. Don't know. That's a legal question. I don't know. Can you sue a coin? I don't know. Steve says no. Okay, he's not biased. He's not a coin. His father and grandfather were, but he's okay. Right? Pasul basa. About baalim chapru. What says my time? So what's the time? I've got to get. What's the time?
10 past 8.
Oh my, I had to be out here 20 minutes ago. Okay, we literally, okay, let's just try and get at least. Oh,
tomorrow.
No, it's too long tomorrow. Let's go. No, it's fine. It's tomorrow's Friday. Tomorrow's Thursday. Let's just at least finish this sugya. Pasul basar aval bali mechapru. It's going to be my time, but amakra vani netativ lachem ala mizbeach lechaper. Because it says ani netativ ala mizbeach lechaper. Right, look at Rashi. Kol hamizbeach shavei kapara. When it comes to kapara, there's no difference about Adachinami, certain korban of different places on the Mizbeach. But the Mizbeach as a Mizbeach does kapara. So the animal might not be kosher, the meat not might not be kosher, the other problems, but kapara is kapara. Right? Kevin Shigi Adam the Mizbeach, Nitchapru Baalim. The words of Wells in Yachi Basanab, the meat should also be the same. Why make a distinction? Says the Amar Kra, Lechaper, Lechapara Netativ, Velo Ledavar Acher. I gave you the Mizbeach for kapara, not for anything else. Right? Look at Rashi, this is a hekesh. All the places are shavin. The law of davar achesh that is zriker chashuv lehatir b'basar, right? Because the zriker of the shari lei dichtiv dams vecheche yishapech. It says in the pasuk it mentions first you throw the blood, and then it says v'hadar v'habasar ta'achel. The two different things altogether. The blood does kapara, but doesn't necessarily make it mati for eating. That's a separate limud altogether. Almas, so now the commercial is fine. If that's the case, Alma kesavar Shmuel. When Shmuel said pasul basar, right? Imagine, right? Shelo bimkomo kemimkomo dami. That the wrong place is like the right place. In other words, wherever I did it is the right place. Even the wrong place is the right place. Everyone says, that's the case. How can it be? No, we got another Mishnah. Beidach Pirkin, right? That's on Perek Gimel, right? That's in Perek Gimel and on Lamed Bet. We got a Mishnah there that says as follows. Natnu ala keveh shelo kenegdei yesod. You put the blood in the wrong place. Natani dani tani lemat lemale. Same as that mishnah on the bottom, on the top. Or the blood should go on below the shchura sikra. But dani tani lemale lemato, on the top of the bottom. So nitin bifnim bechutz. If it's outside, you're inside. But dani tani bechutz, what should have been outside, you're inside bifnim. Now look what the mishnah there adds. Im yesh dam hanefesh. Remember we spoke at the beginning. How much blood is there? Im yesh dam hanefesh. Yachzor hakasher veyakabel. Do the process, if there's still blood hanefesh, which came out from the main thrust of the animal, right? Not the black blood at the end or the first few drops, but the main pumping blood. There's still that remained. Yachzor ha-kasher, who's the kasher? Yeah, we think at the moment the kasher means the kohen. Rashi says, Yachzor kohen ha-kasher. Lekabala v'yekabel kedei matan dama min ha-bahema. Get more blood. V'yachzor v'yitein bimkom. And then goes in its right place. Look at Rashi, says, Uksak lachashna. What are we thinking at the moment? Dar hashta b'kohen kasher. I mean, we're speaking about a kohen. This up and now we're assuming the whole job was done by a kosher kohen. There's no psulya. Just the problem was the wrong place of the blood. And therefore, the kosher kohen, meaning that kosher kohen, in other words, what he's saying over here, right? And he says, Bahai kasher diktani klanasma. And the word, the reason the pasuk, the Mishnah says, Yachzor ha-kasher, is just stam. Doesn't really mean that that guy wasn't kosher. That's what we think at the moment. V'yakabia. Wait a second. And if you're now telling me that Shmuel taught us that Lobim Komo is Kim Komo, right? Lamali Yachzor Akashi Bikabe. Why did the guy go back and do it? We've already done it. The Kapara was done. You with me? Because we just saw it from our Mishnah. Why is the Mishnah telling us go back? Right? Lama Yachzor.
Maybe for eating.
Halonit Kapru. Ah, so Aris is made for eating. Okay, so he's got Ruach HaKodesh this morning. V'chi taima. If you want to tell me the reason is lahatir basar b'achila, that you like, the reason he wants to do this to do the hatara to Yikumim. We saw earlier in the Rashi made two distinctions between kapara and hatara l'achila. Maybe that's why, right? Mi kezrika doma kaperet v'sharia basar b'achila. Is there such a concept of blood that there's a zrika that doesn't do kapara, but it does make the food muta. We understand that the blood, it's a package deal. When you do zrika, the zrika is mechaper and matir. Now we've already got kapara. The first blood was fine. According to our Mishnah, the kapara was done. So now you're just throwing blood for hatarat achila only. Right? If you're already giving the blood, it should be kosher for this as well. The Mishnah is going to talk about here. The Yahweh pasul. The first kohen, now we understand. The first kohen was actually a pasul kohen. Not in our case. In our case, it was a kosher coin. Then, that was a pasuk coin. How do we have a pasuk coin? Look at Rashi. Right? Hachem haskinen have a coin. Daha diktani naknu agabe hakevesh. That Mishnah then, daf lamed gimel, areisha kai. If you look at the beginning of the Mishnah, diktani kola psulim sheshachtu. We're speaking there about psulim neted avoda. So now we understand that was a pasuk coin. That's why we said a kosher coin must go back. wasn't just Stam a Kosher Kohen. He said, the first was a Pasul Kohen. We ignore the Pasul Kohen, and only a Kosher Kohen can do it. What do you mean you ignore the Pasul Kohen? But have a dachui. If a Pasul Kohen did it, it's Pasul. The whole thing should be finished, kaput. How can you go back and do it? Did none. Didn't we learn? V'kulan shekiblu chutz lizmano v'chutz limkomo. If, sorry. V'ave dachui. Should be dachui. Hold on a second, let's get over here. Look at Rashi, v'ave dachui. Kevin dami nan shlomim komo dami. Right, since we said that Don his Shmuel said that maximum you did it is in the right place. The zrika was a pasul zrika in the right place. Right? Kilo not do pasul bim komod. If you did a pasul that was in the right place. Then you have a kol hadam dachui. Velot have a tu takanta. And the commandment takanak, like we said, okay, titnan, right? Because you've got a Mishnah. In that particular Mishnah, we said there were kulan shekiblu chutzes bala vchutzlim komo. Imesh dama nefesh. When did we say that you can do it again? If your psul over here was chutzlis mano or chutzlim komo. But here we're saying it's bim komo. Because we're saying that lo kemo komo dami. You with me? You with me? Is that question clear? When did we say it's pasul? When it was lo bim komo. But according to Shmuel Svara, lo bim komo is bim komo. So it was done properly by a pasul guy. It should be pasul. Right? With me? So the Gemara says, no. Kiblu in zrika lo. That would apply to kabel, not to zrika. And here we're speaking about go back and do the zrika again. So the Gemara says, no, my time. Right? So why?
You don't have to get all that blood.
Yeah?
Clearly, kibbel is not all the blood.
No, it's left over. There was already blood. It says that you can go and do but when we're speaking about the kibbel here, we're saying that was all very good when there was Kabbalah, when you did it in the wrong place, the wrong thoughts, etc. Now we're talking about Zrika, and this is pasul completely. So why are we even going back and allowing me to get that blood? That's our question, right? So we're saying that my timer, lav mishum da bedachui. Why don't we say it's dachui? He says, lo, mishum da pasul b'machshava. The problem, it wasn't, we had a separate problem. The problem there was, it was pasul b'machshava, not pasul b'machshava, because iachi kabbalah nami, that's the case. And the kabbalah also should be in kosher. Right? And why do you say the kabbalah would be a kenot de zrika? And v'od, mi pasul b'machshava? Does the machshava even pasul it? V'hama rava, didn't rava say, ain machshava mo'edit. The machshava can't help. Then we learned that concept. Can't help you to bake it pasul. When does machshav allow you to make it pasul? Only in certain circumstances. And when doesn't allow you to make it pasul? You could only make something pasul by machshava if he was ra'u in the first place to do the avoda. You with me? If he was never ra'u, if a zar did avoda and he couldn't do avoda, who cares what his thoughts were? Right? In the place of ra'u avoda. Right, and yeah, we said that we're talking now about a pasul kohen. So he wasn't Raul in the first place. So how could he make the pasul stuff anyway?